Good evening, everyone. So please look at this page, little thinner page, and it says verses from the way of the Bodhisattva. So this teaching from one of the very great Indian master, like ancient Indian master, maybe 7 centuries. It's very famous book, and most the topic is just training our mind, our stubborn mind. Our mind is very jumping all the time. Our mind is like really bubble flying everywhere. So we need to train this mind in order to your life become peace, your life become joy, your life become wise, clever, so on and so forth. So this verse is he have like many verses, but I just collecting to something which we can use these things everyday life, as well as also it shows also very great methods. Last Tuesday we talk about history of the Buddhism. So maybe today here a few new people. So therefore I want to say very short. You know, many people think the Buddha is something already, the beginning, he is God or something. But not like that. Buddha, first his name called Siddhartha. He was born in India, but he was ordinary man, you know, human being, just like us. And he grew up his mother's lap, and he learned things, his teachers. And he has done also his duties. So, and he kind of find few things that something we cannot really acute or abandon, such like death, old age, sickness, and those things, no matter how you are rich, how you have power, how you are booty, how you have retainers. So these things are naturally we have to take. And also our wealth, our power, our booty, even our life, even this body, naturally is changed. Naturally, you know. So therefore, we cannot have very long time. Even we have millions of the euros, you cannot eat your life, right? You cannot wear all your clothes in your life. So one, we will die, for surely our wardrobe full of clothes. Maybe some people, even some clothes, even not open, you know. So we have to leave everything. So therefore, he was born as prince, son of the king, Buddha. And he became king. But he realized all these materialisms are not perfectly kind of perfect circumstances for our happiness. And also we get some joy or happy through the materials, for sure. If you're having car or no car, it's big different. If you're having clothes and no clothes, big different, for sure. But once we have these things, and still we need something, you know, still we need more. And even if you have many things, sometimes also can be, those are the circumstances of the giving set. So therefore, the object are not right like the cause of the happiness. So therefore, and Buddha, he kind of realized that all these objects are just temporarily comfort life, but these are the not automatic, or not cause of the automatic happiness. So therefore, he just abandoned all kingdoms and went to remote place to meditate. And then he became totally awakened. And we call them Buddha. And then he have been told teachings, or he had been taught his realization to his student. So Buddhism comes like that. So we taught yesterday a little longer, but more details, but maybe today is like just short about how Buddha became Buddha, how Buddhism became started. So today here, this verses, first verses, if the arising of Tathagata faith the attainment of the human body and may being fit to cultivate virtue of souls, when will they be won again? So the Tathagata is the Buddha, name of the Buddha in Sanskrit, okay, Tathagata. So Tathagata is more like gone into the natural state. There is English translator, something like that. So Buddha appeared, or Buddha arrived in this world 2,500 years before. And how you can call you have become Buddha? That if someone who really realized totally the nature of the phenomena, and then we call Buddha, we call Tathagata. As I mentioned, Tathagata means gone into the natural state. It means who have realization of the natural state or nature of the phenomena. So nature of phenomena means, you know, we do have, for example, we say fire, or the fire's nature is hot, you know. So if someone description about what is fire, and if you say, oh, it came from the wood, it came from the oven, you know, if someone says like that, but you still, you don't know really nature of fire. But if we say, oh, fire is something you can burn and boil, and that we call really nature of fire. They, people talk nature of fire. So these are the called relatively nature of fire. So many things, the signs, people, they're really telling exactly what is reality, what is really nature. But those, what they're talking about is more relatively, you know, which you can see, you can hear, you can feel, you can intellectually understand. Then reality nature. For example, where really human beings are start, where this universe is start. Then we need to talk very, go to the deep, you know, like fire is when they really start, you know, when they fire up, how they appear and etc. So there's two kind of the talking, you know, relative nature and then absolute nature. For example, relatively we have mind, right? We have mind, we have consciousness, we have intellectual thoughts, but if really we look where this mind are in our body, very interesting. How they came, where they live, how they gone. If you really look into, then it's very hard to say, here is mind, this is mind. You know, if you hear, we cannot find. So however, the Tathagata means who really found the nature of the all phenomena or achieved highest realization is we call Tathagata. We call Buddha. So this is not often arising. This is not often all the time happening. However, and in 2500 years ago, the Buddha, the Siddhartha appeared, arisen. And then he have taught many different levels of the teachings for according to the capacity of the listeners. And the followers, they follow exactly what Buddha taught in order to remove of the this suffering, or we call cause of the suffering, which is negative emotions, such like anger, jealousy, ignorance, etc. So when they follow exactly the Buddha's thought, and then innumerable followers become achieved exactly, you know, like what Buddha taught. Because of that, even 2,000 years ago, but still Buddha Dhamma is here, reminding. If there is no such result or fruit effect, it won't be reminding like thousands of years. Why it remaining? Because the teaching has power. Teaching has really affection if we follow the exactly. So therefore, the Buddha's teaching, the Buddhism, still fully or freshly existing in Tibet, Thailand, China, Korea, Japan, many countries, or India, etc. And then the last centuries, or beginning of this centuries, or last middle of the last centuries, and Buddhism spread to the Europe, West countries, North America, Europe, Australia, even nowadays the spread Buddha Buddhism in the Africa and etc. So teaching is fresh. But then from our side we need something when you are really linked the Buddhism teaching. So of course you have to be born human being in order to really practice of the Buddha Dharma, which is very important. You know, other beings, we can do prayers for them. Maybe they can get some blessings, but they cannot really practice. They cannot really follow. They cannot really study. So therefore, the human form is very important. So here today, all of you can hear. And because of that, you have human form, human body, right? You are human being. And because of the is, Buddha Dharma is remaining. And because of the Buddha was in appear in this world, so many circumstances that today we are here. So therefore, next they're talking about faith. If we do not have faith or interesting to the Dharma, you won't be here. You know, you have some kind of interesting to hear something about Buddhism or about Buddha's teaching or something. And that is very important kind of element of your conception. As I mentioned, having this faith or devotion is necessary to have form of the human. Because the animals, they do not have such the interesting special like Dharma. They are lack of the circumstances. Or you can say lack of the merit, whatever. So therefore, the form, the human body, is one of the very important kind of circumstances and interesting into the Dharma or meditation is very high quality of the mental movement according to Buddhism. So when this come together, such Buddha appear, such we obtain human body, such we have interesting about hearing of the Buddha's teaching, such Buddha's teaching is still remaining, all this together are not easy to happen. And firstly, to obtain human body is very rare. Secondly, Buddha appear is very rare. Thirdly, Buddha's teaching remaining is very rare. Fourthly, we have interesting into Buddhism or hearing or learning of the Dharma is even more rare. So once we have all this together, we already have very great circumstances. High quality circumstances. If you're looking for happiness, normally we say if you have wonderful house, good food, good company, we think this great circumstance of the happiness, but not really exactly. But if we do have such like these things, these are the one of the high quality of the circumstance of achieve of the happiness. So therefore, here says that, I think they're talking about, they cultivate virtues. When we have these great circumstances, what we need to, you know, even you have all worldly, what we talk about, comfort or whatever, if you have every circumstance there, but if you not apply, maybe you don't find anything, right? Delicious foods around here, but you have to take it. You have to move, at least dream, or what we call going in solo. Oh. And then you've filled your belly. Isn't it? Otherwise, looking wonderful food, smell good, delicious, but if don't move at all, then doesn't work. So similarity here, we need to cultivate virtue actions in order to happy or obtain happiness yourself, as well as also others. So when we talk about virtue action, there is many way to recognize, but best or basic virtue action is that we should not kill any sentient beings instead of the free lives or helping them, their lives. And we should never stealing anything from others which is not us. And we should care of the missexual conduct. And these three are the from body. So normally, when we think of the movement of our body, can be we killing, can be stalling, can be sexual misconduct, and those are the we call unvirtue actions. Because if we kill, and that is really not good, right? If someone kill us, we cannot accept. We really scary. So similarity, if we kill someone else, is same situation. So therefore, killing is actually not only Buddha talking, but you can understand even our own experience. You know, if someone killing you, how kind of you will have feeling. So similarity, every sentient being, not killing. And same thing, stalling. If you are valuable, if you, whatever someone stalling, what kind of feel for us? This feel is not good. So therefore, we should not do anything like that. And the from the speech, also we talking about harsh words or devising words, you know, friends, you know, devising, as well as lying to others. Then sometimes we talk about white lying, right? White lying. So I think the white lying has maybe some meaning. If you think of the some benefit of the someone else, in order to, you should say some kind of lying, not harm anyone, but instead of many people can help, maybe we call white lie. Maybe that is a little bit okay. Depends of the your intention, you know. But lying, something benefit for ourselves, benefit for this life, or harm to many sentient beings, those are the not good. And then fourth one is gossip. So four from the speech. Gossip, harsh word, divisive word, and lying. Speech. So when we use speech, you have to be mindfulness. So Buddhist practice you can do always, any situation, as long as we have mindfulness, what I'm doing here. You know, care of the those unvirtue actions and cultivating of the virtue actions. You can find many ways to cultivate virtue actions. And then mentally, jealous means that you don't want to accept someone become successful. And that doesn't really benefit anything for you. You know, maybe even this doesn't harm someone, but you just, your mind, you know, burning yourself. So therefore, jealousy is one thing. And then, wish to harm others. Even your body don't do anything. Even your speech don't say any bad words. Even maybe you can smile, you can say something nice. But if you think of the something, wish harm. You know, you don't like someone, wish to harm. And those are the not good habit tendencies in our mind. It's not healthy element or virus element of the mind. Virus, right? Computer we call virus, which can destroyed all files, similarity. Some mental elements destroyed our happiness, destroyed our sharp mind, destroyed our calm mind. And then they're talking about wrong views. Maybe we can talk later on, okay? So anyway, talk up here, when this all circumstances, we need cultivate virtue actions. And because it's very hard to get all these good circumstances again and again. You know, be born in human is not easy. There is many cause and needed cause and conditions. Even be born in human beings, there is very also rare the Buddhas, the Buddhisms are remaining, you know. And even Buddhas or Buddhisms are there, but if we don't have any interesting to the learned things, then again, there's nowhere to cultivate virtue actions. So therefore, when we have the great circumstances, and then what we need to do is we need to cultivate virtue actions. Then, when we really need to cultivate virtue actions, you know, if someone asking when we need to, the next sentence is interesting. You know, next sentence is for when you need to do. And next sentence they says, although today I am healthy, well, nourished and unaffected, life is momentary and deceptive. The body is like an object unlearned for but in a minute. So when we need to do is, we need to do right way. Normally we think that, okay, I'm still young, I'm still healthy, I can do good things maybe next year or next year. You know, we think that. Many people think, I'm still young, I have to do this and that, you know. Like we never ever think of the may I will going to die in next year. But mostly we just fixed the programs for many years, right? And here says, you are healthy today. It is true. I don't know exactly this English well, and nourished and unaffected means that I think there's no some kind of harmful.
Yeah, you have food and you don't have sickness.
Yeah, okay, you don't have everything. You have everything and we don't have sickness. And we think we will be not die. We will be remain forever, right? But Buddha always says that our life is always going to close to the dying. For example, if you own candle and it's never ever become increased, this momentarily is decreased all the time. So our life is since we're born and it goes to the more into the end. So therefore, Buddha exactly meaning here says, we should not think of only for this life. We need to prepare also be born next life or good life and so on and so forth. So in order to healthy life, long life, you should protector of the other sentient beings' life. In order to rich life, we should not stealing or stalling of the others' things. And also be harmony life, we should not make sexual misconduct or the divisive words, and etc. For example, if you harm to others, maybe like if you harm animals or something, you won't get maybe any effect this life. Or some animal come and after you and do something. But if you harm, for example, human beings, and they will definitely do something back. So therefore, any kind of actions, there is a result. Any kind of actions, the sooner or later, the this life or next life, so never ever become disappeared the result of the actions. So every actions, either good or bad, whatever, it will be appear within ourselves. So therefore, the action is very important, and that we have to do right way or all the time. We need to aware, because actually, so there's many kind of the people, and many of people just only thinking of this life in order to gain power, rich, you know, wealthy, whatever, so they can do so many kind of things, don't care anything others, such like hunters, fishermen, butchers. So in order to get money and killing thousands of the sentient beings. So if, take yourself example, if someone kill, how you feel? So thousands of animals every day killing, what is the reason there? Does really he have benefit of these animals? No. Does these animals done something bad to him? No. But just only for money, just only for wealth, just only for this life. So if our life become ending that way, then we done great wrong action. So we should help sentient beings. That was here talking, this teaching says. Should cultivate virtue means like to helping sentient beings. And that way you will be gain happiness and other sentient beings will get happiness. And that we have to do every day of our life. Otherwise, our life is every day gone. So your until today, all this, your life is, you cannot get any back. It's gone, right? So therefore, he is saying the momentary is deceptive. Means that deceptive is, if you think our life is there still, then you are deceived. You know, our life is gone every moment. So therefore, thinking a little bit to virtue actions, every moment. So mainly virtue action do right way. This is the main topic, because our life is every moment is gone. So if it does such, you know, like on virtue actions, and because of that it's hard to obtain again for human forms. So I read first that the third verse is says, and with the behave such as this, I shall not win a human body again. And if this human form is not obtained, there will be solely evil and no virtues. So if we form of this human being, you know, if it does only harm to others, only unvirtuous, then we call bad behavior, you know. So this kind of behavior means that if you done only bad things or harm to others and etc., then we will not gain again human forms. So in Buddhism, one of the Buddha's topic is that the obtained human body is very, very rare and very precious. Why is very rare? Because in order to obtain this human form, we need such great cause and conditions. The cause and condition is we need to have kind of vows of that 10 unvirtues abandoning, and instead of the virtue actions applying, in abandon of the 10 unvirtues, vow of the abandon of the 10 unvirtues is the really seed or cause of the human form. So if you check how really easy to abandoning the 10 unvirtues, as I mentioned, not killing, not stealing, missexual conduct, harsh words, divisive words, and so on and so forth. It's not easy. It's really difficult. You can check yourself. But obtain today this human form, that previous our lives, we kept those well. And that is the reason today we are here in human form, human body. So in this form, we have everything. The Buddha's Buddhism teachings, and important is that you have interesting about here of the Buddha, and you are happy to do something benefit of sentient beings, and so on and so forth. So all these circumstances are here, but still if we do wrong actions, then it's very hard to obtain again human form. And then if you didn't or you won't get human forms, then what kind of form we will get? In Buddhism, we talk about the 6 types of the sentient beings. 3 high level of sentient beings and 3 lower realms of the sentient beings. And 3 lower realms, hell realm, hungry ghost realms, animal realms. And if you born into that, then there's no way to do any virtues, any virtue actions. And then human form, demigod realms, and God realms. So the God realm is also wonderful realms, joyful realms, but there is no such really like commitment of the doing virtue actions, because you are totally in joy with objects. And then demigod realm is demigod realm is also such that always the suffering of the jealous and fighting and losing. So therefore, if we not obtain in the human form, we have to take other forms. So any of those are the not really good circumstances for the practice of the dharma or keep virtue actions or cultivate of the virtue actions. The virtue action is very precious action, and which we can do in this form. Almost you can say only solution of the human form. Very exceptional some God beings, but it's normally only human form. So therefore, I think we need to show respect this body. If you show respect yourself, if we respect this human body, what we need to do is we need to cultivate virtue actions. And here says the 3rd verse is, if this human form is not obtained, there will be solely evil and no virtues. So really we need to be appreciate ourselves, and we obtain great human form. And all of you here is very intelligent ones. You know, you have come through all kind of your educations, and you train your mind that way. And you really clearly understand your mind, how you can train. Firstly, you just learn A, B, C, right? And from that you are speaking, and from that also you learn some other languages. And not only speaking, but your brain has power, has potential to have developed. So we need still more developed. Now, like, not only knowing, but how we can really use this. So you already developed your knowledge, you know, mind knowledge. But now we need to do how use right way. You know, for example, you have very sharp knife. So there's two sides. Can be very dangerous because it's very sharp. And can be also very protective because you have sharp knife, no one can fighting with you. But if you use this sharp knife yourself, then easily cutting many your branches. So therefore, sharp knife has two sides, good and bad, up to you. Similarity, we learn many things. And your mind is like sharp knife. It's very important to use right way. Protect yourself. So means that we need to really something, cultivate something good for you and good for others. And that is you using your sharp knife right way, correctly. And then next one, when I have the chance to live a wholesome life, you know, the term English, wholesome life means good life, virtue life. My actions are not awesome. Okay, my good life, my actions are not awesome. Then what shall I be able to do when confused of the mystery of the lower realms? So interesting things. You know, we should really always need to appreciate our life. You know, should not complain. Sometimes people just complain in their life. But sometimes they should complain when they do bad things, but they never complain that. Right? We are not complaining of our bad actions, which really brings unharmony yourself and others. Those we don't complain. But this wonderful human life, which is the really result of the many, many times you collecting good actions, good behaviors, and then we complain. So we should not complain. Instead of you think, awesome, wonderful, how I am lucky. Even, you know, you are worthless beings and still you know how to make yourself food wonderfully, right? You can eat, you can drink, and so on and so forth. So really, human beings are very top of the all sentient beings. And this comes through the many lifetimes. We're collecting little bit virtue actions. So we should respect, we should understand. And on the top of that, he is saying, my actions are not wholesome. So indirectly, you know, or if, I hope they put if my actions are not wholesome, that is something wrong. But of course, our actions are awesome also, must be awesome too. However, if our actions are not awesome, then what shall I be able to do? When confused by the means that if you be born into the lower realms, you know, if you just cultivate desire, anger, ignorance, those are the main kind of seed to be born in the lower realms. So now, wonderful life, and we can really cultivate our behavior well, means thinking well, saying well, doing well, we can cultivate. Normally, people saying that, are you human? You know, if someone don't do correctly. So, we have this brain that you can really develop, and at the same time, the physically and verbally, the follow. So, such awesome life, we should care of the, our actions. Because if we not don't care, then the problem is that then we'll be not attain again human life. For example, if you too long angry today and did affect many days, right? If we stealing something or stealing something, that your mind many months, even years, you are always not peace, you know. May he knows, you know, if there's someone phone calling, maybe you are scared, maybe he knew that I stole this and that and so on and so forth. The mind is not really kind of peace at all. So if we keep this going, like continuously our life, then for sure that your mind is horrible in the moment of the dying, and the continuation of the rebirths or etc., it won't be able to, you know, become very peaceful. So therefore, such we have great human forms. We should appreciate, and we should, way of appreciating is we need to develop good actions. That is way of the appreciating of the, our life, our human life. And here again, that is action, they're talking about here our action and behavior. Here says, and if I committed no awesome deeds, but readily amassed much evil, then for 100 million eons I shall not even hear the words of happy life. I think sometimes if you go to the sea, this slaughterhouse, you know, chickens, pigs, whatever, there's no any really name of happiness for them. You can see how they kept, how they killing. So this experience of those chickens, pigs, it has also cause and conditions. It has cause and conditions. Without cause and conditions, there's nothing really happened. So somehow the collection of the some bad actions, it end up like that. So here talking about eons, millions of eons, in no, they don't hear even happiness or even happy. I just example of the disheveled house beings. So it's very important to care of the, our behavior, which we have power, which we have circumstances. So therefore, and here they're talking about the precious this human life is not very easy to obtain. You know, Buddha says, this human life is not easy to obtain. So that's why we call precious. Two reasons, very hardly obtained. And once you obtain, you can make very useful. So therefore, became this precious. So now next sentence. For these very reasons, the Buddha has said that like for a turtle to insert its neck, into a yoke, a drifty upon the vast ocean, it is extremely hard to obtain the human state. So this example is very tricky example. Do you know turtle? Turtle lives in the waters. So Buddha gives example. One turtle lives in under the ocean and he has no eyes. And he comes once in 100 years, came up to the above the ocean, you know, see sky or look sky. And then there is yolk. I think the Yokiyonin people should know yolk. For some people too, I think. You know yolk, right? But this is ancient time methods. Maybe nowadays not anymore existing. But maybe, I think people know yolk, right? So one yolk on the ocean, and the yolk never stay same place. You know, the winds bring east to north, north to west, west to south, all the time like that. So this example is that the turtle comes once 100 years up, and yolk move around on the ocean, and these two together is almost impossible. So the human form is even more difficult than that. The Buddha was taught that. So therefore, why don't we appreciate this great form? And also I really mentioned that appreciation is we should respect virtue actions. Okay, that is you are doing appreciation. Way of appreciation of our human forms. So therefore, and also why it is difficult, as I mentioned, how difficult to keep the unvirtue thoughts, actions. You can take yourself example. You know, no one like to anger or angry, but we cannot abandon totally, you know, anger came. No one really like too much desires. It can. It is difficult, isn't it? So those are the we need to avoid in order to obtain human forms. But then other things, the question, is this possible to can avoid? It is possible. It is very easy? Not easy. And how we can start? You know, for example, maybe every day, 1 hour, try to be without unvirtue actions. You know, morning you wake up, we can do little meditate, little recitation, mantras. Recitation mantras means saying good words. You, if you are Buddhist, you can pray to Buddha. If you are Christian, you pray to the Jesus. Whatever, it's not harm, not lying, not gossip, not devising, and not harsh word. So it's totally you abandoned. And show your respect to your gods or your Buddhas, whatever. So your mind is become pure. And your body sit on the cushion correctly. There's no stalling, no killing, no missexual conduct. Keep 1 hour for example. Now here says, if even by the evil of one instant, one eon may be spent in the deepest hell. Understand? So here, directly what we need to hear is, if we do evil things, the result will be possibly also go deepest hell realm. But indirectly, if we really do positive action, purely positive action, instantly, also can be eons spent in the highest level of the beings. And then, because of the evil of I have gathered since beginning time, what need to mention may not going to a happy realm. Very clear here. But another thing is that if someone collection virtue actions, you know, you collection virtue actions beginning last time, because of that we are obtain human form here. If we keep continuously collection virtue actions, then also no need to mention that you will be not going to the higher realms and higher realms. So anyway, this page you can take your home and read and check, analyze, and something you have question or something, if you come to next Tuesday, we can discuss. The essential, we should respect our human life, we should respect virtue actions, because we like happiness, because we like joy. Okay, kiitos.